Samantha Gutierrez singing our national anthem. Great job, the Stars Spangled Banner. And now, time now for the play ball kit, but we're going to give it to Samantha. She will recite a special save.
Play ball! Good afternoon and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale against the San Jose Giants. They are the single-A affiliate of the San Francisco Giants, while your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. First pitch slated for 12:05. It is currently 12:02. On the mound today for the Rawhide is Billy Corker, and this is his second start of the season for the Rawhide. And here's the starting lineup for the San Jose Giants that he will be facing. The Giants with a win will get the sweep. Leading it off at second base is Thomas Gavello, followed by the designated hitter Diego Velasquez. Batting third behind the plate, O'Neill Perez. In the cleanup spot at first base, Matt Higgins, followed by the third baseman Anthony Rodriguez. Batting sixth at short is Jose Ramos, followed by the right fielder Tanner Otremba. Batting eighth and left is TJ Hilson, and batting ninth in center field is Alexander Suarez. On the mound for the Giants will be Reggie Crawford. We'll tell you more about him, and we'll give you the Rawhide lineup when we come back for the bottom of the first inning. But right now, we are ready for first pitch. Again, the Giants do lead the series 5-0. With the win, they will sweep. And this is not Thomas Gavello. Here's the pitch. It's a strike on the inside corner.
Brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease in 2002.
This is Turner Hill leading it off, so beg your pardon for that. The pitch is fouled off. Give me a second. Need to text our official score as well as our stringer, Joey, just to make sure everything's all set. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the second baseman. Pena has it. The throw to first is in plenty of time.
Batting second. Designated hitter number one. Diego Velasquez.
Here's Diego Velasquez. He's batting from the left side. One down, nobody on. Catching for Corcoran today is David Martin. The pitch is swung on and missed. At third base today, Jose Fernandez. The shortstop is Juan Corniel. Second baseman, Manuel Pena. And at first, it is Julio Carrion. 0-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. In left field, Christian Robinson. Center field, Alvin Guzman. And in right, it is Johan Benitez. No balls, two strikes, one away. Corcoran delivers. Misses a little high. One, two, fouled off. Corcoran is 2-1 with a 3.95 ERA. Corcoran originally from Pennsylvania. The pitch is foul tipped into the glove of Martin, strike three. Two away now for Billy Corcoran, and that strikeout is the first one of the day. It's brought to you by The Mill Pizzeria, located in downtown Visalia. The Mill, in crust we trust. O'Neill Perez is batting from the right side. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Corcoran Corcoran delivers. Deep fly ball to left field. Robinson's going back, still going back at the warning track. It's off the Bud Light sign and rolls into left center field. Perez heads for third. The throw from Guzman, not in time. A wall ball triple for Perez, his third triple of the season. You do not see very many catchers with that many triples in a whole season, and we're only about 2.5 months into this season.
Now batting first baseman number 10, Matt Higgins.
Matt Higgins now batting from the left side. Infield shifting to the right, two down, runner on third. That's the first hit of the day for either team. The pitch swung on and missed. Nice day here in Visalia. The sun is out, although there's a lot of clouds in the sky. The sun is just barely peeking out. Says it's 71 degrees, but feels more like 79 as the pitch misses low. There's just a slight breeze blowing out to right field. Infield back with two outs, 1-1 count. Corcoran delivers, and it's just outside. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Tatum Littleton, and the umpire on the bases is David Sabal. Two, one, low and inside. Hitters count for Higgins. He's batting 286 this season. The pitch. There's a strike at the letter as a breaking ball clocked in at 76 miles an hour. The pitch. Cold strike three at the knees. Higgins strikes out looking to end the inning. The Giants strand a runner on third. We're scoreless going into the bottom half of the first inning. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Hey, Steph. So glad you came in. I can chat about your options.
When you trust your business to your local Valley Strong Credit Union, you always have somewhere to turn. Your payroll, credit, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong.
So much of those who serve service better by Spirit Radio, Lacey's local Christian radio station. It's fainting at Valley Strong Ballpark, all thanks to Spirit Radio 88.9 FM, KDUV FM. Valley Strong Cowbell, America's largest and strongest cowbell, located behind the Guia Health Grandstand, third base side, right above the third base dugout. That is Caleb. What's going up, guy?
What is up, Rawhide? We're here with Kakoa, who is here to ring the Valley Strong Cowbell. Kakoa, give that cowbell a ring! Let's go!
I got a fever, and the only prescription is for a cowbell.
Coming up after the ball game, Jordan Sancier in a free country. Toyota Turrets, Valley Children's Kids Corral. After the game. Leading off for the Visalia Rawhide, Alvin Guzman.
Scoreless in the bottom half of the first inning. Reggie Crawford back on the mound. There's a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2 to Guzman. Sorry, we came back a little bit late. We had to go talk to the official score to make sure we had the lineup correct. 0-2. Cold strike three on the inside corner. Guzman goes down looking for the first out, and it's on three pitches. Good start for Crawford. This is the second time the Rawhide are facing him. He started on Tuesday as well. Here's Manuel Pena batting from the left side. Will go through the order for the Rawhide. On deck is the designated hitter Christian Cerda, followed by Christian Robinson. The pitch is swung on and missed. Batting fifth is the catcher David Martin, followed by Julio Carrion. Batting seventh is Johan Benitez. 0-1, low and out. Batting seventh, Jose Fernandez. Beg your pardon, batting eighth is Jose Fernandez. And ninth is Juan Corniel. 1-1, misses low. So I mentioned that Govello was actually not leading off the game like we thought he was. That was the lineup we were handed. But he is in the game at second base, so to mess with the lineup a little bit. The pitch misses outside, ball three. Originally, we had Otremba in the game, but I believe he is not playing. The pitch is swung on and missed. Otremba was listed as right field, but Turner Hill is currently in right. So we believe that Govello is batting in Otremba's spot on our lineup in the seventh spot. So the defense, catching is O'Neill Perez, third base Anthony Rodriguez, the shortstop Jose Ramos, second baseman Thomas Govello. The pitch is cold, strike three on the inside corner. Back-to-back Ks for Crawford. At first base is Matt Higgins, and left P.J. Hilson. Center, Alexander Suarez, and in right field, it is Turner Hill. Final answer. I'm pretty sure. We haven't seen the seven hole come up yet for the Giants. We'll have to wait and see. The pitch is swung on, a tapper in front of the mound. Cerda is retired. And it's a 1-2-3 inning of work for Crawford. Heading into the second, you're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
I'm Eddie!
98.9 Spirit Radio, the Central Valley's local Christian radio.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
Let's roll to the top half of the second inning and hit it to the plate for the San Jose Giants. Third baseman, number 17, Anthony Rodriguez.
Anthony Rodriguez is batting from the left side against Billy Corcoran. First pitch is a breaking ball for a strike. Scoreless in the top of the second inning. Corcoran kicks. The 0-1 is swung on and missed, strike two. Corcoran, 6'8", 220 pounds. Right-handed pitcher out of Chester, Pennsylvania. 0-2 is swung on and missed, strike three. That's three Ks now on the day for Corcoran. All of them brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. In crust, we trust.
And strikeout brought to you by the Planty Mill Pizzeria in Tampa Road. Now batting 46, Thomas Gravello.
All right, so my final answer was incorrect. It is actually going to be Govello batting sixth as that pitch is fouled off. And Jose Ramos will be on deck. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. That pitch misses high. 1-2 count, one away. Gavello batting .265 this season. The pitch is fouled off. Corcoran delivers, and it's a check swing line drive right to the third baseman. Fernandez able to handle that one easily. Again, Gavello tried to check his swing, but the ball found the bat and went right to Fernandez, two away.
Jose Ramos.
Here's Jose Ramos batting from the right side. Infield shading slightly to the left. Ramos batting .215 this season. First pitch is a little low, ball one. Corcoran was signed as a free agent last year by the Diamondbacks. He did play in four games in the Complex League. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. Earned a win last year in the Complex League, and here for the Rawhide, he's 2-1. This is his 11th appearance, second start. The pitch, line towards right field. Benitez comes in, makes a sliding play to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work. We're going into the bottom half of the second, still scoreless. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Compromiso con la excelencia. Valley Children's es reconocido como uno de los mejores hospitales para niños de la nación, donde las familias tienen acceso a la tecnología más avanzada, tratamientos innovadores y reconocidos especialistas pediátricos. Todo en el corazón de California. Valley Children's. Futuros por los que vale la pena luchar.
It's Family Fun Day at Valley Shaw Ballpark. Thanks to our partners at Valley Children's Healthcare. Valley Children's Futures worth fighting for. Standing to Sandlines, here begin is invited to play ball in honor of Play Ball Weekend. It's Play Ball Weekend at Valley Shaw Ballpark. Throughout the country, thank you to Little Leagues and ball players in attendance. Those who participated in our pregame activities like Play Ball Clinic, Little League Parade, and pregame autographs. Not too late to register for the postgame run the bases. All thanks to Minor League Baseball, Play Ball Program, and local support from Spirit Radio. In the CSDA pasture, the play ball activities and are continuing. Tipper and his friends and other Kid Club members are taking part in some family practice. Thanks to Gulligan and Lindsay. And Gulligan man, Gulligan and Lindsay is back over 80 years of experience and has the perfect solution for your family's water concerns. That's Gulligan of Lindsay. They know California water. Heading to the bottom half of the second inning, batting for the Hind, left fielder number 10, Christian Robinson.
Christian Robinson takes a strike on the inside corner. Crawford working so quickly. The pitch misses low, ball one. One-one. Outside, ball two. Scoreless in the bottom of the second inning. Pitches lined towards deep right field. Hill watches it go. Home run. Number two of the season for Christian Robinson. And it gives the Rawhide a 1-0 lead in the bottom of the second inning. First hit of the day for the Rawhide off the bat of Robinson. And it's a loud one. Solo shot for Robinson, his second homer of the year, third RBI of the year as well. And now David Martin, the catcher, bats from the left side. The pitch misses out, ball one. And the pitch comes in and it hits Martin on his hand. Think it's his right hand. Comes Connor Oates to check on him. I know I say this anytime someone gets hit in the hand, but that's the area I get most nervous about. All the little bones. There's a lot of little bones in there that can get messed up real easily. Seven pitches. 1-0. Swung on and missed. Count is 1-1. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The 1-1 misses outside. Ball two. Rawhide lead 2-0. The top of the third. Vasquez is the second pitcher of the day. The pitch is swung on and missed. Count is 2-2. Vasquez, left-handed pitcher originally from the Dominican Republic. Vasquez 1-1 this year with a 5.96 ERA. This is his 12th appearance out of the bullpen. 2-2. Ground ball to the third baseman. Fernandez has it. Throw to first in plenty of time for the first out of the inning. Vasquez has thrown 26 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 33 while walking 17.
Alexander Suarez.
Here's Alexander Suarez batting from the right side. One away, nobody on at the Rawhide, leading 2-0. Opponents this season against Vasquez, they are batting 283. First pitch is a strike on the low outside corner. Vasquez originally was piggybacking on, I believe it was Thursdays for Wyatt Wendell, but it's become more of a true reliever recently. The pitch is swung on and missed. He tries to check his swing, low in the dirt pitch, but it's an 0-2 count. No real shift in the infield. Suarez batting 258 this season. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball one. Today is the series finale against the Giants, and the Rawhide will have tomorrow off before they host the Modesto Nuts for the first time this season. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. Two-two. Low in the dirt gets by Martin. Full count. Corcoran, by the way, threw two scoreless innings, giving up one hit. Did not walk anyone, and he struck out three. Three-two. Fouled off first base side. Count remains full. Giants lead the series 5-0 with the win. They'll sweep the Rawhide. It would be the third time the Rawhide have been swept this season, just the second time they've been swept in a 6-game series. But right now, the Hide lead 2-0, the top of the third. The pitch swung on and missed, strike three. Suarez strikes out on an 81-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Two away in the top of the order. Turner Hill comes to the plate.
Riley Billy, Rust we trust. Right fielder.
Fourth strikeout of the day for the Rawhide pitching staff. First one for Vasquez. All of them brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. Pitch to Hill. Strike on the inside corner. Hill grounds it out to second in his first at bat. The pitch, a little low. Vasquez, 5'11", 160 pounds. Signed as a free agent last year out of the Dominican Republic. This is the second professional season and first full season. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. He did find himself on the opening day roster for the Rawhide. Last year, he was in the Arizona Complex League. One, two, low in the dirt. Two, two. Check swing, he fouls it off. This is also the final day of our Salute to Those Who Serve series. Every day this week we've been honoring the unsung heroes in our community. The 2-2 misses high ball three. For example, school teachers, government employees, law enforcement, firefighters, and military. Honored all of them. Today, though, is Faith Day, presented by Spirit Radio. Here's the 3-2. Popped up into right center field. Guzman just to the right of the batter's eye, and he makes the catch for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of relief for Vasquez. Rawhide still lead 2-0 going into the bottom half of the third. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Alvin Guzman leads it off for the Rawhide in the bottom of the third inning. Hayden Birdsong is the new pitcher on the mound. Guzman swings at the first pitch. It's a towering pop fly on the first base side. Higgins with his heels on the outfield grass makes the catch. Just barely in fair territory. One pitch, one out. One down. Manuel Pena batting from the left side. If you heard someone screaming, that was one of our general managers, Mike Candela. Just gave him the death stare. He does apologize, though. He said he's sorry. I don't know if you heard that. The pitch misses outside ball one. Pena did strike out looking in his first at-bat. At least we have fun here at Valley Strong Ballpark, right? The pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Count is 1-1. So Birdsong interleaf for Crawford. Another call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. Here's the 1-1. Misses high. Crawford threw two innings, giving up two earned runs off of two hits. He did not walk anyone, and he struck out three batters. Two, one, misses inside ball three.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good, how are you? Hector tried to say hi to you earlier.
The pitch is fouled off. Birdsong, a right-handed pitcher. 6'4", 215 pounds, originally from Illinois. Drafted last year in the sixth round. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Pena strikes out for the second time today, and that is the second out of the inning. Here's Christian Cerda batting from the right side. He grounds it out to the catcher in his first at-bat. Birdsong, no wins or losses. He has a 2.39 ERA. This is his 12th appearance and only the second time that he has not started a game. Pitch to Cerda is a strike. Birdsong is not struck out. He has pitched 38 innings, striking out 64 and walking 21. 0-1. Misses high and in. Cerda kind of falls out of the way. One-one, misses low and in. Birdsong pitched on Tuesday. He threw four scoreless innings for the Giants, giving up three hits. He walked one while striking out five batters.
Diego Velasquez.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. We move to the top of the fourth inning. Joey Gonzalez with you here for the middle innings here on this Sunday afternoon. Diego Velasquez swings on the first pitch. He sees it, hits it over to Juan Cornell. Throw down to first in time. It's Julio Carrion extending over at first base to make the grab, and there's one quick out here in the top of the fourth inning. So Diego Velasquez liked the first pitch he saw. Jose Fernandez tried to cut off the bounce, was unable to get it in time. We'll see here on the replay. Hard hit shot on the left side. You see Fernandez trying to get it just out of reach, but it ended up making the grab with Cornell. And one out here for the Giants in the fourth inning. This one's a bunt shown, and this one's going to roll just left of the third baseline. It's going to be scooped up by the new catcher, number four, Sergio Gutierrez.
Now catching number four, Sergio Gutierrez.
Just heard the announcement there on the PA system. So Sergio Gutierrez coming in here to begin this fourth inning after David Martin is taken out of the ball game. He was hit in his last at bat. I believe it was in the wrist area, so Martin is done for the day. Gutierrez making his first appearance of the series, both batting and behind the plate. We've now seen three Rawhide catchers use this series. Christian Cerda, David Martin, and Sergio Gutierrez. Pitch misses outside for ball one, and the count's now 1-1. Anil Perez, one of the hottest hitters for the San Jose lineup here in this series, batting 6-for-16 with the .375 average in the first five games of the series. Pitch on the way from Vasquez, hit to the right side of the infield. Scooped up by Manuel Pena, throw down a first in time. And there's two quick outs here by Rawhide defense. Anil Perez saw a ball just kind of hanging over the plate, tries to take advantage of it, but unable to really do anything with it. And as a result, now we go to the cleanup spot where it's number 10, Matt Higgins, stepping up to the plate. Higgins 0-for-1 on the day, struck out back in the second inning. Giants trying to get something aboard. Rawhide lead 2-0 after a two-run second inning thanks to a home run by Christian Robinson. Hit through the left side of the infield. It's going to be out of reach of Jose Fernandez. Rounding first base is Higgins. He'll hold up there, and it's a two-out single for the San Jose Giants. Watch a play there. A breaking ball right in the middle of the plate. Higgins goes opposite field. Jose Fernandez was shifted more to his left side and left a wide open hole on the third base side. And with two away, it's going to go now to Anthony Rodriguez, batting 5 for 17 here in the series. Facing off against Armando Vasquez for the first time today. Swing and a miss there for strike number one. Armando Vasquez working in his second inning of work. Got through the first inning in order with a ground out, strikeout, and fly out. So Armando Vasquez, his longest inning of work so far, facing his fourth batter of the inning. Vasquez will get ready. No balls and a strike. Vasquez, a left-handed pitcher, looking over to first base. A delivery on the way. Swing and a miss for Rodriguez, and he's behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Now Higgins finds himself over at first base. And now a batter's timeout going to be used here by Anthony Rodriguez. Waiting on deck is Thomas Gavello. He's playing over at second base. Digging back in here, Armando Vasquez just passing 25 pitches here on the Sunday afternoon, Spirit Week. As we continue, salute to those who serve. Final game of the six-game series between the Giants and the Rawhide. The 0-2 pitch on the way, misses outside for a ball. And the count's now 1-2. So both outs have come on the ground. One to the left side of the infield, one to the right side. Cornell and Pena have been the two ground outs that have been converted here in the inning. 1-2, 2 away. The San Jose Giant awaits the pitch, and he swings and misses on a ball in the dirt. Gutierrez will wrap this one up, look over at first base, but home plate umpire Tatum Littleton will make the call. It is strike three, and the inning comes to conclusion. One hit, no runs, no errors, one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rawhide lead over the Giants, 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live.
Caleb, standing by the CSDA passer. What's going on?
What is up, Rawhide? We are here with Nate and Mason, who are playing tic-tac-toe with water balloons. This takes a lot of strategy, a lot of precision, and they are going. Here we go. These boys are making some great moves. We're just going to try and get three in a row for them. We're resetting. Let's go, boys. You got this. Ready? I knew you'd be up playing tic-tac-toe. It's fun, right? All righty. Look at Tipper's excited for him. Look at him. He's ready for him. All right, boys. Take it away. Here we go. Oh, we got two X's, it looks like. And boom, three in a row. Oh, wait, not three in a row yet. Are we? Nope, we're getting there. All right, boys. Take it away. We're going. There we go. Look at them. These boys have aim. They have precision. They have strategy. They have all you need to win in tic-tac-toe.
Thank you. bottom half of the fourth inning. Batting for the Hind, left fielder Christian Robinson.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Here we move to the bottom of the fourth inning with the Rawhide lead over the Giants 2-0. Christian Robinson will lead things off for Visalia. 4, 5, and 6 coming up for the Rawhide on this Sunday afternoon. Hayden Birdsong on the mound for his second inning of work. The right-handed pitcher with the delivery on the way, and that one goes inside on Christian Robinson, and it hits him. It looked like the ball hit the bottom of the butt of the bat. It's pretty loud from up here. So Christian Robinson will get on base for the second time today. And stepping up to the plate for the first time this series is number four, Sergio Gutierrez.
Number four, Sergio Gutierrez.
So Gutierrez, as I mentioned earlier, coming in for David Martin. Martin was hit by a pitch back in the second inning. He stayed in for the rest of that inning and even caught in the third inning. However, Gutierrez came in to catch in the fourth, and he remains at the plate. So all three catchers listed on the Rawhide lineup here in the series have got a chance to catch behind the plate. Inside pitch for Gutierrez, 1-0. Robinson over at first base. He had a long ball back in the third inning just before Martin stepped up. Pitch on the way, hit and run. It's going to go right up the middle. It's going to bounce off of the shortstop. Ramos throws down a first in time. So he's able to recover after the hard hit shot, but had a double play basically set up. And Christian Robinson is able to advance into scoring position for Julio Quedion, who gets ready to step up. Watch on the replay here. A hard hit shot by Gutierrez. And just a little too hard for Ramos. Forced him to go off the bag. Ends up scooping it up inside the grass. And gets the out over at first base. So the one away. The Rawhide have a chance to score another run. The pitch on the way. That one misses just outside for a ball. 1-0 for Julio Quedion. Hayden Birdsong is currently the strikeout king in the California League at the moment.
And towards right field, it lands in front of Benitez for a base hit. It's Perez, the leadoff hit. Rawhide lead 2-0 in the top of the seventh inning. And Emelian Montilla, left-handed pitcher, originally from the Dominican Republic. He just joined the Rawhide on June 9th, so 2 days ago. Now Matt Higgins bats from the left side, nobody out, runner on first. Southpaw sets, he delivers a pitch that's a strike on the outside corner. Montilla in relief for Swales. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye, Bugs. Swales through two scoreless, two hitless innings. Did not walk a battery, struck out one. The pitch is lined towards left center field. It's going to get down for a base hit. Perez rounds second. He's going for third. They're going to send him. The throw from the shortstop is not in time. An RBI double for Higgins makes it a 2-1 ball game in the seventh inning.
Third baseman, Anthony Rodriguez.
Here's Anthony Rodriguez batting from the right side. He has struck out twice today. 2-1 ball game. Rawhide do still lead. Montilla, 6'2", 255 pounds. He did pitch in the Complex League this season, but he was just signed as a free agent earlier this year. And Gutierrez is going to go have a conversation with Montilla. So again, he was signed as a free agent in March of this year. This is his first stint in minor league baseball with any team, and he's 27 years old. But he has played professionally in the Dominican Republic and in Japan, at least that's according to Baseball Reference. But what he told Joey when Joey picked him up from the airport was that he's also played in Italy professionally. Southpaw sets. Here's the pitch. Tries to check his swing. It's a called strike, though. 0-1 count. Rodriguez batting from the right side. Runner in scoring position. Higgins, the runner on second. He represents the tying run. Top of the seventh inning. Montilla sets. Here's the pitch. Misses inside, ball one. So Montilla automatically becomes my favorite player on the team because he's the only one that's actually older than me. When I first started this job, I was younger than everyone on the team. I was only 22 years old, and we were high A. Now I'm called grandma or mom. The pitch is fouled off out of play down the right field side. One ball, two strikes.
Take it to the Balance Comfort team store. Pick up a coupon for a free sandwich at Porta Subs.
He sets, glove at the ear. Southpaw delivers. Fouled off out of play behind the first base grandstands. And into North Gidding Street, there's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks. 559-747-2000. Infield shading to the left. 1-2 again is foul tipped into the glove. Gutierrez holds on to it. Rodriguez strikes out for the first out of the inning, and there is Montilla's first strikeout in minor league baseball. I don't want to say his first strikeout in his professional career because he has been playing professionally, just not in the minor leagues, not anything affiliated with major league baseball per se. One down, runner on second. Gavello at the plate. He swings the first pitch, slow ground ball to the second baseman. Pena throws to first, two away. Higgins does take third on the ground out. Now here's Jose Ramos. He's batting from the right side against the southpaw.
Ramos.
Higgins on third represents the tying run. Rawhide lead 2-1 in the top of the seventh inning. The pitch is low and in. We are currently the only team in the Cal League, rather the only game in the California League being played. Rancho Modesto, they start at 2 o'clock. Lake Elsinore and Fresno start at 5 as the pitch misses in. And Stockton and Inland Empire, they start at 5:35. 2-0 count, two down. Two O is a strike at the knees. So I did speak to Montilla just a little bit, introducing myself again. He's only been here for a few days, but again, Joey was able to pick him up from the airport and have a little bit of a conversation. It was all in Spanish. Montilla has not picked up English just yet. The 2-1 is fouled off into the netting. Joey's Spanish is, I think, decent at least, but from what he said. He was able to have a conversation, very broken Spanglish conversation, but I think it's actually really fitting that Montilla is pitching today on Faith Day because he told Joey the entire flight from Arizona he was just reading his Bible. Two away, runner on third. The pitch, and it is a pitch clock violation on Montilla. Because of that, it's going to be a full count with two outs. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Ramos draws a two-out walk to put runners on the corners. And P.J. Hilson steps to the plate. He has grounded out twice. Rawhide trying to hold on for their first win of the series. They currently are riding a five-game losing streak. The longest losing streak they've had this season is 8. Longest winning streak they've had is 6. Two down. Infield shading to the left. The pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. Pena backhands it. Keeps his feet moving. The throw to first is too high. Run scores. Ramos goes to third. And now there's a rundown between first and second. Now they throw home to get Ramos, and he's out to end the inning. But a run does score. It's a 2-2 ball game. So what happened was a hard ground ball up the middle. Pena overthrew the first baseman, Carrion. Ramos went all the way to third. Hilson then got into a rundown between first and second. Ramos thought about trying to score on that, and he was unable to do so. Got caught in a rundown himself, was out at the plate. But it's a tied ball game as we go into the bottom of the seventh. It is stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Corneal batting from the left side. The pitch misses, rather, beg your pardon, it is a strike on the inside corner. Tied up at two in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. It is a strike. Count is 0-2. New pitcher on the mound is Sam Delaplane. Here's the pitch. It is lined into right field, a base hit. Corneal heads for second as it rolls into the corner. Corneal rounding second. Here's the throw. It's overthrown. And Corneal is safe at third with a leadoff triple to start off the bottom of the seventh. The throw from the right fielder, Hill, was thrown over the head of the cutoff man, Gavello. Because of that, no chance at third.
Del Valley center fielder. Center fielder Alba, and there goes Munn.
First pitch to Guzman is swung on and missed. The infield comes in. Swings and misses at the second pitch. Count is 0-2. Guzman 0-3 today. The pitch. Outside ball one. Delaplane is in relief for Birdsong. Hayden Birdsong threw four scoreless innings for the Giants. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Guzman strikes out for the first out of the inning as Manuel Pena comes to the plate. In those four innings, Hayden Birdsong gave up three hits, walked a batter, and struck out six. The pitch is fouled off. 0-1. High. Infield stays in with one out and a runner on third. Cornell has a lot of speed. Should be able to score on a sacrifice fly. The pitch misses high, ball two. Pena today has struck out three times. The pitch swung on and missed as a breaking ball. Delaplane kicks, and it's inside, ball three. Delaplane is the third pitcher of the day for the Giants. He did pitch on Thursday through a scoreless inning of relief. Didn't give up a hit, didn't walk anyone, and he struck out a batter, and he steps off. Three balls, two strikes, one out, runner on third, Cornell. At the plate is Pena. Glove at the belt. The pitch. Outside, ball four. Pena draws a one-out walk. Runners are on the corners, and Cerda, the designated hitter, comes to the plate.
Designated hitter, Horst Chapman. Cerda.
First pitch to Cerda. He tries to check his swing. He goes around on a pitch low in the dirt. Cornell on third represents the go-ahead run. On first is Pena. Wouldn't be surprised if we see Pena take off. He has seven stolen bases this season. Pitch misses. Gets by the catcher. It's a short backstop. The throw home. Gets by the pitcher, and Cornell scores. Rawhide lead 3-2. The short backstop almost. Was able to get Cornell out, but the pitcher, Delaplane, did not get there in time. Looking at the replay here, it'll be a wild pitch on Delaplane. Again, you saw the catcher had the ball pretty quickly. Delaplane just did not get there in time. The throw got by him. I think Pena might have been off on the pitch, but it's still going to be ruled a wild pitch. Pena will not get the stolen base. Pena's on second, one down, 1-1 count. Rawhide lead 3-2. Looking for an insurance run is Cerda. Pitch to him, high ball two. One-one, swung on and missed. I beg your pardon, it should be a 2-2 count, I believe. Maybe not. But it is strike two. I know there's at least two strikes. Scoreboard says 1-2. The pitch is foul tipped, but the catcher can't hold on to it. That would have been strike three. Instead, Cerda has another life. Cerda has singled today. He's also had a tapper foul. Right, pardon, a tapper in front of the plate, and he's also struck out looking. The pitch is high. Infield is back with one out and a runner on second. They're shading to the left. Delaplane steps off. And I think it was actually Cerda who called for time, and he wants the umpire to confirm the count. It is a 3-2 count. I knew there was a ball that we didn't put on the scoreboard. For once, I have the the count right. Three balls, two strikes, one out. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike three. Cerda strikes out on a breaking ball for the second out of the inning. Second strikeout of the inning for Delaplane, and Christian Robinson steps to the plate. Robinson has hit a home run today, been hit by a pitch, and he has struck out swinging. Runner in scoring position is still Manuel Pena. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Count is 0-1, 81 mile an hour breaking ball. Oh, 1, swung on and missed, strike 2. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike 3. Robinson tried to hold up, he couldn't. Delaplane strikes out the side, but a triple by Corniel and a walk by Pena with the Wilds pitch gave the Rawhide a one-run lead. 3-2 ball game going into the eighth. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
First pitch to Alexander Suarez, misses high, ball 1. Montilla back on the mound for his second inning of work. Here's the 1-0. Pitch misses out. Montilla in his first inning, he gave up three hits and 2 runs. Tied up the ball game with a Rawhide lead by 1 right now. The pitch is low. Count. Top of the eighth inning, Montilla delivers. Swung on and missed. Suarez swinging on a 3-0 count. This is the first time Montilla is pitching for the Rawhide. The pitch fouled off out of play, first base side, full count. That did land to North Giddings Street, so it's another broken window for Vision Glassworks. Payoff pitch to Suarez. Strike three, called on the outside corner. Montilla strikes out Suarez for the first out of the eighth inning.
Funny Bell Pizzeria and Tap Room downtown. Get your pizza, beer fixed at the meal. Open daily. Ryan Gilbert, Turner Henry.
Turner Hill bats. He squares to bunt, pulls back. It's a ball. The pitch is a strike. Count is 1-1. Hill was not bunting on that attempt. Pitch is fouled off. 1-2, count one away. Hill today, he's 0-for-3. He's grounded out twice, and he's also flied out to center field. 1-2, outside. Infield shifting to the right. 2-2. Line towards right field. Robinson went in, then went back, and he makes the catch. And I beg your pardon, left field. Never was good at knowing my right from my left. Two away. Diego Velasquez steps to the plate, batting from the right side. He's the designated hitter and a switch hitter for the Giants against lefty Mondo Rescom. And bye-bye, Bugs. He's in relief for Delaplane as the pitch is a strike on the outside corner, 1-1 count. Delaplane currently in line for the loss. He gave up the one run in the seventh inning for the Rawhide to lead 3-2 here in the eighth. The pitch is a strike. Gutierrez had a scoot out of the way. He did not think it was a strike, so he calls for time. Gave up earned run off of a triple in a wild pitch. He did also walk someone and struck out three batters. The pitch is fouled off into the glove of Perez. He holds on to it for strike three. One down, nobody on, and Julio Carrion comes to the plate. Carrion has singled today. He's also walked and grounded out. The pitch is swung on and missed. Kempner, 1-3 this season, a 4.85 ERA. It's his 14th appearance. The pitch, outside. It's also his 9th appearance out of the bullpen. He does have 5 starts this season. He has pitched 26 innings for the Giants, striking out 27 and walking 14. 1-1, strike on the inside corner, 1-2. Just about 2 hours into this ball game, it's 2 o'clock on the dot. Local time here in Visalia. First pitch is at 12:03. One, two, count, one down. The pitch is outside. Take a look at the scores in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization just in a minute. 2-2. Pitch misses low and out, ball 3. Full count, 1 away, nobody on. Rawhide lead 3-2. Payoff pitch is swung on and missed, strike 3. Carrion strikes out for the second out of the inning. That's back-to-back K's for Kempner. 2 away, nobody on for Johan Benitez. Okay, for the scores in the D-backs org, Hillsboro leads Spokane 3-0. Amarillo defeated Midland 4-1, and Reno trails Tacoma 6-2. Right now it's a 3-2 ball game here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide lead in the bottom of the eighth inning. The pitch fouled off, 0-1 count to Benitez. The pitch misses outside, ball one. And by the way, the Arizona Diamondbacks defeated the Detroit Tigers 7-5 today. 1-1. Just misses high and in, ball two. Kempner sets, and time was called just before Kempner delivered the pitch. I think Benitez may be called for time. There was no violation issued, so I think it was Benitez who called for time, and it was granted. Benitez 1-for-3 today. 2-1 count, two down, nobody on. The pitch misses, low ball three. Catcher Perez out to have a quick conversation with Kempner. So I mentioned we have a post-game concert after the game. We also had, as part of our Play Ball weekend, all of Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball is partnering with local little leagues and Play Ball to put on clinics. Today we had a pregame catch on the field with some of our players, then an autograph session, and after the game there will be kids run the bases. We did also give out a wiffle ball and bat set to every kid in attendance who's wearing a little league jersey or signed up for the Play Ball event. 3-1 swung on and missed, count is full with two outs. Payoff pitch. Outside, ball four. Benitez draws a two-out walk. The entire infield thought it was strike three, but Benitez trots down to first. And Jose Fernandez bats from the right side with an opportunity to get an insurance run. 3-2 ball game, Rawhide lead. Fernandez has doubled today. He's also grounded out to third, and he's flied out to right field. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 0-1. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Kempner kicks. Pitch is fouled off.
Pitching Glassworks, 747-2000.
Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. The pitch is swung on. Ground ball to the second baseman. Gavello has it. He throws to first. And that ends the inning, but the Rawhide lead by one. 3-2 ball game going into the top of the ninth inning. Rawhide need three outs for their first win of the series. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road tripper, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Here's Alfred Murillo on the mound for the Rawhide. Alfred Murillo, new pitcher on the mound. He delivers a breaking ball for a strike to Perez. And it's the top of the ninth inning. Rawhide are three outs away from their first win of the series, trying to prevent the sweep. Here's the pitch. It's fouled off out of play. Count is 0-2. Murillo in relief for Montilla. Call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. A three-pitch strikeout. One down. Nobody on, and Matt Higgins comes to the plate. Rawhide lead 3-2. Out hitting the Giants 6-5. Neither team has committed an error so far. Infield shifting to the right. The pitch is fouled off on the third base side. Murillo, the fifth pitcher of the day for the Hyde. 0-1, fouled off. Count is 0-2. That's five straight strikes from Murillo. Murillo has become one of the few players the Rawhide go to in the ninth inning. Oh, 2, low ball one. One, two. Line towards left field. Robinson going back at the warning track, makes the catch as he slams into the fence. In the bullpen, two away, Rawhide, one out away.
Third baseman, Anthony Rodriguez.
The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. And there's a strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-2. Rawhide one strike away. 0-2 count to Rodriguez. Murillo sets. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. The Rawhide defeat the Giants 3-2.